Hello?
Hello, hi. My name is Walter. I'm calling from the Opinions Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. By the way, I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Zachary?
Yeah.
All right, Zachary, to start, how many years have you worked on the menswear industry?
Eight.
Around eight? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? I will start with tile sitter, bricklayer, mason helper, bricklayer. Okay.
Yep.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper? Apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman? I do not know.
Journeyman.
Pardon me?
Journeyman.
Journeyman. Okay, perfect. And yes or no, are you currently working at a trade?
Yeah.
Perfect. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want it? Work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Two.
That'll be just 2 weeks?
Yep.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yep. Every day.
Every day. And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Too far left.
Too far?
Left, yeah.
Left, okay. And I'm thinking about what you see in your local community. Do you get a sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's plenty.
There are more construction projects?
Yep, because we're bringing a bunch of people from other countries. We got to build homes for them, give them free housing.
Okay. Excellent. Now,
that's why we have so much work.
That's great, right? That's good news. Now, do you get the sense?
Oh, yeah, it's great news.
That there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's more.
More? And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
Yeah, there's plenty. Too many.
Too many? And just for now, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Repeat the question.
Sure. Yes or no? Thinking about all the jobs on which you have worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No? Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, no worries. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government privately, or do you not know?
Well, it's a school, so I'm sure it's taxpayers' money.
That'll be federal government or state or local government?
Probably state.
State, okay.
Probably not state, yep.
No worries. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployed than now, about the same, or more unemployed than now?
No, there'll be more employment because of all the illegals coming, we need to build houses for them, I guess. So they're
more
always
now,
be
then.
Work.
More
yeah, we care more about other or illegal people than we do our own people. So we,
okay.
Our leaders feel
much.
Like we have to build them. We have to build them stuff. So there'll be plenty of work for people that are willing to work.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about
It'll
the
get
same?
Worse.
Get worse?
It'll get worse, yeah.
And switching
so
gears
many
bit,
evil far-left people, it'll get way worse.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? I will read the list. You let me know. I'll start with unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns, or other. You may specify, right? Or you do not know, refuse to say.
I'd say I'm more scared of people than a power tool and COVID.
Careless people on the job?
Yep, people that shouldn't be there, and you never know who could show up. They don't allow weapons, so.
Okay, and yes or no?
Anyone could do a drive-by at any time, and you'd be fucked.
Okay, and have you attempted a union meeting in the past 12 months?
And I would never.
No?
Huge waste of time.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I will start with picketing. Is that a yes or no? Or do not know?
Picketing. What's picketing?
Let me just figure it out myself. This is the second time I'm getting stuck in this. But it's on the...
You calling for the Iowa Union or what union you calling for?
Yeah, it's depending. What about political canvassing? Is that a yes or no?
What?
Do not know. Political canvassing?
Vertical canvassing?
Yes.
The hell is that?
You don't know. Okay, what about union organizing?
Union sucks.
Okay.
They are shitty at organizing.
Okay.
Now, union blows, man.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never? Occasionally or regularly?
Never.
Never?
They don't care. They just sit there and their fat ass on a chair and collect a check. That's all they do.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, okay? Please rank the following news. Sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from, okay? And I will start with local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, and radio.
None of the above. They're all evil and fake.
You don't want to rank sources?
No, they're all fake. I don't watch any of them.
Okay.
I can't trust anyone what people say, so I just don't even listen.
Alrighty. Now, we're 52% complete. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now, offering policy support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, immigration, education, or something else?
Probably healthcare, and we don't need any more immigrants.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? And how much will you say? No? Okay.
No, I don't care about that shit.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Not important at all.
Not important at all. Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know. Who cares?
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Steel Yan is over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM or Steel Yan? These
more above
decide much more
workers.
Or the workers? Okay.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of go-getters.
Okay. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job of job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you disapprove
Joe Biden is evil and needs to die.
Okay.
In my opinion.
So you disapprove strongly overall the
president Joe Biden? I disapprove of Joe Biden. He's terrible. He's evil.
What about Foreign Affairs?
Who?
Foreign Affairs.
What's
do you
that?
Approve? Okay. What about support for labor unions?
I don't approve anything. Labor's union. Junk.
Okay.
Union
that
sucks.
That would be disapprove. Immigration?
I do not approve of immigration.
Healthcare?
Healthcare, yeah. So expensive. It's worthless. The union
so
healthcare absolutely sucks.
Disapprove strongly then. And what about the economy?
The economy absolutely sucks thanks to Joe Biden and every other far left Democrat.
Right, that's disapprove. Right, that's strongly disapprove. Now we're almost done, we're 70% complete. But do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Is that strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove?
No, they all suck.
Strongly disapprove, okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yep, but it doesn't do me any good because my vote probably don't even count.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you...
I'll vote.
Okay.
I ain't going to vote for Joe Biden, and I ain't going to vote for any Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Anyone but Joe Biden.
What about Donald Trump?
No, I'll be voting for Donald Trump. Absolutely.
Donald Trump, okay. And yes or no, do
people
you
are
find
fools if they vote for anyone else.
Okay. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities,
no.
Wage, retirement? No? Okay.
No, they're
back
so
to
brainwashed. I don't want to hear anything the union has
right.
to say.
Now, turning back to back, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Absolutely terrible.
Okay. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union for poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Absolutely terrible.
Okay. And how could the union best improve the representation and service? What would be your opinion on that?
Stop being so far left and probably fire everyone that is far left.
Okay.
Maybe off themselves. That'd be a start.
No worries. And what do you think about the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, your opinion?
How to figure out common sense, maybe have some more common sense and start caring about our country instead of trying
okay.
to destroy it.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text messages, mail, union meetings, email, job site, or...
None.
All right. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once? Once a year? A couple of times a year? Before?
Never. And I want to keep it that way.
All righty. And what is the sex of the respondent? Is it male, female? Prefer to self-describe? Do not know?
I don't know.
Okay, and now I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes only. We're almost done. We're 90%. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else? Independent, other, do not
I'll
know?
I'll let you answer that for me. I think you should know by now what I am.
I can't.
You can't.
Yes, you have to state it. Yeah. How do you feel, you're a Democrat?
Fuck no. Are you out of your mind?
No. Independent? Republican?
No. Yes.
Other? Republican? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
The strongest out there.
Okay. Now, and just to make sure that we have, which is a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other, or refuse to say, do not
know. Are you asking what race I am?
Yes.
I am a white boy.
Okay.
I am a non-educated white boy.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Don't you know it? You've been saying it this whole time.
I stated on the beginning, yes. Would you mind stating it again?
Oh, sure. Dave.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, that concludes, which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay? Be safe.
Yeah.
Take care. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.